It's another Ag News update. What does the future of energy in ag look like? More after this.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
What does the future of energy look like? Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm.
We've launched a series of what we call earth shots, actually, about next generation technologies. For example, long duration energy storage so that you can store the renewable energy that's being produced on farms through wind or solar. We want to reduce the cost of that by 85% so that it can be universally deployed and energy stored. And I love that because it really does create the opportunity for us to make renewable energy sort of like clean, dispatchable baseload power, like hydroelectric power often is. So to me, those earth shots, whether it's in clean hydrogen or carbon dioxide removal or in long-duration storage or in even offshore floating wind platforms, all sorts of great stuff, including next-generation geothermal, which is everywhere, just a question of how deep you have to drill to be able to access the heat beneath our feet. So much exciting stuff and so much exciting research that we're doing here at the Department of Energy, the Department of Everything, the Solutions Department is what I like to call it.
It's another Ag News update.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the definitive voice of cattle producers in our nation's capital. NCBA is working on behalf of its members to protect your operation from government overreach and rising taxes. But the cattle business is under pressure, and we need every producer to join us to protect our way of life. Join NCBA today and help us protect the future of your farm or ranch. Visit NCBA.org or call 866-233-3872 for more information.
This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Can Congress get a new farm bill done? Cody Bessant, Plains Cotton Growers.
Is there a fairly relevant opportunistic time for Congress to get a farm bill done? At least all indications look like the House Ag Committee is getting ready and prepared to at least move on their bill within committee within the coming months. That'll really set the tone and the pace for developing floor time, keeping up with the congressional timeline schedule, and then seeing what the Senate decides ultimately to do. As we kind of pivot around into the fall, certainly you have some of the political atmosphere that weighs in on that. The current bill expires at the end of September, or the current extension does. The ultimate goal is to get a farm bill done by then. Now, can we do that? It remains to be seen. There's a lot of challenges with that, but ultimately trying to get something in place at least before the end of the year, which is not uncommon and has been done in previous farm bills, get through the election cycle, certainly allows for more political dynamics to sort of cool off since we know what's going to transpire into a new congressional session. But yeah, I do feel very opportunistic at this point in time. There's a lot of things that come with that. Certainly the chairwoman in the Senate, she is retiring, so she's not seeking re-election. So it would be advantageous for her to come to the table, negotiate in good faith with her counterpart, Ranking Member Bozeman, and then ultimately go to conference with Chairman G.T. Thompson and then find some sort of navigable path between the House and Senate on votes and get something enacted that's meaningful, that's robust, that addresses the challenges that we continue to face today that the current farm bill just unfortunately is not adequate. Really equipped to address.
It's Growing Cotton.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.